All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Orlando Soccer Show. This is the beginning of a two-parter episode here as we are going in-depth with the Orlando Seawolves. We have gotten a ton of interviews over the last few weeks, and we're trying to put it all together. Figured it would be probably best for two episodes. So just yesterday, they announced the new head coach, or the first head coach in their franchise history, is none other than our good friend Tom Traxler, who has been broadcasting Orlando City since just about the very beginning. He's been around the club. He's been a coach over at Winter Park. A few people know this, but he actually used to play for the Tampa Bay Rowdies back in the late 80s, early 90s. And very interesting hire, keeping the band together with all of the other Orlando City connections. His staff even includes C.J. Gonsalves, who's a former trainer for Orlando City back in 2016. He also worked back in 2014 in the USL days with Spectrum. It's a very interesting partnership with the Orlando Seawolves and Orlando City. Not an official partnership, but so many guys have come through Orlando City and are now with the Seawolves. It's a very interesting topic that we will discuss in another episode. But in this one specifically, we will be having a chat. Well, we've already had the chat, but we'll be playing the chat that we had with Tom Traxler at the press conference. We also talked with the general manager, Chris Kokelis, just a little bit about the background of why he went with Tom Traxler as the head coach. And we also got to chat with former Orlando City player Tyler Turner. And that was a really interesting chat with him, just kind of getting an idea of where his head's at, where he's been the past year, and what's next for him, what he wants to try and accomplish by being with the Seawolves this year and in this season, and just being around some of the other guys that kind of helped him be a professional in his early days. You know, he was signed as a 17-year-old, and you know, it's not for everyone. It sometimes can be a struggle, and you know, he talked a little bit about his way back into professional soccer and where he wants to go. So with that, we will be playing those three interviews today. And then the next episode that we're going to do, we'll play some interviews that we did back a few Thursdays ago when the Orlando Seawolves had their fan fest over at the Silver Spurs Arena where they play in Kissimmee. We talked with Gordy Gerson and Victor France, two players for them. We also talked with Chris Kokelis again. That interview is a little outdated, but he did say a lot of interesting stuff about just getting the team off the ground that I feel like it's still fairly relevant to play. So that will be episode 2 coming out either in the next few days or next week. So until then, enjoy the first of two episodes of the Orlando Seawolves-centric show of the Orlando Soccer Show. So, how did this all come about?
Well, you know, we put out a nationwide search for a head coaching candidate. And, you know, I narrowed it down to probably six candidates that really kind of fit what I was looking for as far as someone to work with the guys on a daily basis. And one thing that I like about Tom that's unique is, you know, he may not be the most qualified candidate as far as indoor experience, but his desire and his willingness to become a better coach is there. And just, I think, you know, one, the experience with some of the players, Luke, Tyler, Lewis, Johnny Mendoza, is definitely there. And also his ability to work with young players. Obviously, you know, his coaching tenure at Winter Park speaks for itself with what they've been able to accomplish. But also, you know, his knowledge of the indoor game. You know, obviously his time back in the day with the Rowdies, you know, got him familiar with the game, but his commitment to watch film to get better, you know, on a daily basis is there. So that's where you kind of look, you know, you might have a guy who's extremely qualified, but if you can get a guy like Tom who's going to put in the work and not be a know-it-all, I think that's beneficial to a franchise.
How the relationship
when you first came into town, when you kind of met with him and talked with him about, you know, world soccer and all the stuff that he's done, did that kind of play into the decision of just having a prior relationship with him as you started the head coaching search?
We definitely got to know each other better. But I think he's a guy that when we talk business, we talk business. When we talk soccer, we talk soccer. So he understands that I didn't hire him because of his role, his prior roles. I hired him for what he can bring to this club on the field. And if I didn't have that confidence in him to be able to work on a daily basis with these players, got a lot of young guys on this roster. And I think having someone who is familiar with working with young players is important, because you don't want to just put a guy in here who's going to not give players I don't want to call it nurturing, but the development that they need. So I really think that played a key part.
So now, you know, he's got the playing background and everything, but in terms of indoors, kind of minimal. Are you kind of worried about maybe a learning curve at all, or do you feel that everybody around him is kind of...
Everyone around him. Yeah. I mean, we've got a core base of guys, Yoshio Sandoval, Fibo Arriaga, Victor France, Luis Mota. These are guys who are familiar with the indoor game, but obviously you've got new guys, you know, Tyler, Luke, Lewis, Darren, some of our younger guys who are just getting introduced to this game. So I think it's a good mix.
In terms of his community engagement, because he's been around Orlando for, you know, a long time now. Been around the game, been around Orlando City, kind of been around every little part of Orlando soccer. Mm-hmm. How much was that a factor in terms of just hiring someone that's can engage with the community and is kind of part of it already?
It was big. You know, I'm a newbie, so I'm still learning the community. But Tom's a guy that, you know, he knows everybody. You know, whether it be with Orlando City or the Pride or the youth community, he's been involved in it all. And I think that really is a benefit to this franchise of really having someone who's kind of the face of the team. You know, we've got some great talent and great players who they're going to create their own personalities, and they're going to, get to know people on their own. But to have a guy who's kind of the leader, Tom will really do well in that role. All right.
So how did this all come about? Because, you know, you've had so many different roles in Orlando soccer over the years. You've been part of Orlando City. You've done Winter Park. You've played before back in the day.
Uh-huh.
How did this all come about?
So when Chris first arrived into town, we got in touch through a friend of ours named Patrick Dix, and he just wanted to kind of pick my brain about bringing a professional franchise to Orlando, and I think that was really smart. I think he went and met with a lot of people to talk about what is Orlando and how to make a successful franchise in Orlando. So we just started a dialogue, and that dialogue just built and built over time. And finally, we started talking about coaching and philosophy and the indoor game, which is I've been around the indoor game a long time. I remember the old MISL. I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
And it was massively. And I always thought that first, let me say that for the outdoor game, I'm beyond happy that the outdoor game is done now and caught on, because when I was younger, it just wasn't there. I mean, the top professional league maybe good franchises drew 2,000-3,000 people, and it was played at college stadiums and high school stadiums, and so indoor, but when you looked at it, indoor was drawing 15,000 people to places like Reunion Arena in Dallas, Texas, to watch Tattoo and the Dallas Sidekicks. And Ron Newman, who the cup is named after, Ron Newman Cup, coached the Baltimore Blast. And Baltimore is a storied franchise.
They've been around for a while.
The Milwaukee Wave, around the Kansas City Comets, the St. Louis Ambush, which was the St. Louis Steamers, in St. Louis, the Tacoma Stars. I mentioned the Dallas Sidekicks. So indoor is something that I've watched and kind of grew up with for, since the mid-'80s, really. So we started talking about that. Chris and I started talking about coaching philosophy, and one thing led to another, and I got a call one day, and he just asked me, did I want to be the head coach of the Orlando Seawolves? I had to think about it. But I looked at the roster of players. It's an exciting roster of players, with some great indoor experience, some with no indoor experience, but the ones without indoor experience are smart. They're technical, which is really important, because an indoor, if your first touch isn't good, you're not good. You'll be found out very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was excited at the prospect of working with an exciting roster. I was really excited because, again, not everybody gets an opportunity to be, you know, the first at something. And to be the first head coach in a franchise's history is an honor. So after I thought about all that and consulted with some close friends and family members, I decided it's something that I wanted to do.
So now, I kind of have to ask about this because you have the United World Soccer stuff.
Yeah.
How does that play into this at all, or is that completely just separated?
I think hopefully I have business partners, and we've done merchandise platforms, so I think maybe from a merchandising standpoint, I won't be involved in that. I'll be a little busy doing something else, but some other people that work for us will be able to help them out in that regard. I'll still be in touch with all of my main people at United World Soccer, so that will be fine. That will run very well. Anytime you're involved in soccer in the Orlando area, there's a lot of synergy. Whether you have a soccer store, a franchise, youth clubs, you're all connected in some way. So soccer's a very small world.
Oh yeah. So speaking of that synergy, this being an up-and-coming team, you're still trying to grow the brand a bit, trying to get the word out that this exists and this is going to be happening and it's going to be a good product on the field. How much does that synergy come into play, especially, having connections in the business world and in soccer world and trying to get people to come out to games and show support?
Well, I think there's a couple things. So obviously supporters and soccer fans in Orlando are going to be familiar with some of the names on this roster. Lewis Neal's, Luke Bowden, Tyler Turner, Johnny Mendoza, they're gonna know those names. So they'll certainly, hopefully, be somewhat familiar with me if they've followed along.
The
with
reaction
Orlando
has been pretty good so far.
Yeah, if they've followed along with Orlando City, I'll be recognizable. I more want them to come out and to see these exciting players. That's really the first thing for me. Is I'm just here to make sure they're successful on the pitch, and it really is all about them, and it's their hard work. I'm gonna work hard on the training pitch, and I'm gonna have a fantastic seat for the game, and get to watch some great performances by these players. That's really what it's all about for me, and it's about making sure that these players really do work hard to make these supporters proud. Any club is about its supporters. It's the supporters that make a club special. Without them, where are you? You're nowhere without them. So it really is. We play for them. For me, it's about the players, and then it's about them putting on a performance for the fantastic supporters. That's what it has to be about. So I hope everybody's is happy, but more than anything else, come out, support this team is really just what I want to see them come out. So yeah, they're connected with me, with Luke, with because they've heard of us. But believe me, you're going to get to know a lot of players in this roster. And I can't stress this enough with anybody that your players like Gordy Gersons and Yoshi Sandoval, and these are players that you're going to get to know, and players that you're going to get to enjoy and come to love as well.
So now, in terms, we talked a little bit about your familiarity with the guys from Orlando City.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys I wanted to key on was Tyler Turner, because he's still very young within his career. Mm-hmm. He started with Orlando City back in 17. He was there for a few years, moved to LA, kind of trying to get back now with the Seawolves. One thing that Chris Kokalis said was that he guarantees that Tyler Turner will be back on an MLS roster within a few years. So, looking at a player like that, like Tyler, how do you kind of approach him, trying to help him get back to where he wants to be? You've got the other guys that are kind of tail end of their career with Luke, Lewis, and even Johnny, really. He's kind of a special
player in that respect. How do you kind of go about working with him?
Tyler's first off an extremely talented young man, mm-hmm. And I think you saw that. He was able to, at a young age, play at USL level as a teenager, which is not easy to do, and to take on a role as a professional athlete as still a kid yourself, it's a responsibility, and I think he took on that responsibility very well. He went up to MLS, and I think that probably, you know, if we're honest, it was a learning curve for him. It's a whole different level when you step up from USL to MLS. It's a higher level, and you know, it didn't work out for him. Made his way to Los Dos in LA Galaxy 2, and now I think for him it's just a refocus, and that's what I just want to help him do. All his technical ability is all there. I think it's just a matter of getting him refocused on goals, of what he wants to do, and I think that we're going to work hard with him. And then after that, we'll use our connections to see where we can help him land. Because for him, he has to be looking at a much bigger career. I hope he grows. I hope he has a great first season with Orlando Seawolves. I hope that people he catches their eye. And then again, just I hope he gets that opportunity. And I think if he works really hard and is focused, and that's what he wants, I believe he can achieve it.
Having that prior relationship with him, how much does that kind of play into it and being able to kind of mentor him a little bit?
I think it's good. You know, it's obviously familiarity is always easier. So it's someone he doesn't have to get to know somebody new. I don't have to get to know him. We do know each other. Mm-hmm. I've never worked with him on this level, so I'm eager to start to work with him on this level. But for me, again, I'm just going to go back to, it's just for him, I think he is, I know after talking to him, he wants to go much farther, and that's good. So I think he's focused, and that's where we want him, is focused on development and his further development. And I think indoor can help. It certainly helps you from a technical level. It's a different game, though. I mean, indoor and outdoor, you really just, there is no comparison to, other than there's a ball and a net and a goal. You know, a lot of everything else is because of the walls and the shape and the size, and it's a very different game. But just being back in the professional arena and having a chance to show off what he can do, to certainly, because I think James O'Connor will be at a game or two. He's in town, and I've already said I expect him there. So he, as well as all these players, will have a chance to showcase themselves. We'll have a chance to showcase themselves in front of him, and that's what a fantastic opportunity it is, right?
So one last question for mm-hmm. you. You obviously were announced today, but your coaching staff was announced as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you have CJ and how do you pronounce his
Peter Sliwa.
Peter. Okay, it's Peter.
Yep, Peter Sliwa.
How much are they going to be able to help you kind of adjust?
Oh, I mean, Peter is an unbelievable resource for me. Good goalkeeper, vastly experienced in MASL. So I will be working very closely with Peter in training session development, as someone as a sounding board, and as someone to challenge me. The last thing I want around me is people to just agree and nod their head. Nobody's the smartest guy in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's going to make mistakes, and I want people. If I have an idea, great. If he has an idea, I want to hear it. I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything and I'm the smartest guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're foolish if you say something like that. So, having a resource like Peter is vitally important to any organization. I've got a chance to meet him several times, and we've talked a lot. He's an outstanding individual. He's a good person. He's smart. And again, he's just vastly experienced in MASL. So he'll be an unbelievable resource to me and to Orlando Seawolves.
Perfect. All right. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks,
again.
Man. Appreciate it. Thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
It's been a few years, man.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah,
it's
so
been two.
Yeah, last time I saw you was 2016.
Yeah.
It's like the end of OCB season the last mm-hmm. time I talked to you.
So almost three now, pretty much in 2019.
So what's been going on with you, man? You've gone from OCB to Los Dos. You were there for a little while, and now you're kind of trying to get back into the game.
Yeah, so when I went out after OCB was at Los Dos. I was there for that USL year. Was training well. Was actually got into some Open Cup roster games with them. Then Kurt and Alpha ended up getting fired. So they brought in Ziggy. And from there, me and the club just went separate ways. And then took like, it's not a full year, then it started for me, honestly. It was a little rough, you know? A couple rough patches, got released from Orlando, didn't really know why. Was getting released from LA, didn't really know why. Both coaches, and Pulis, and Laurent Courtois, he was one of them at LA. Mike Munoz was another one at LA, both my head coach and assistant coach. And they both told me, like, you played really well this season too. So for me, it was just like kind of an oddball thrown, you know, released two times. OCB the year before had 4 goals, 3 assists or something as a right back. So I was 4 for 4 under 20 USL players. So it was like, it was a good year, you know, both years, and soccer just wasn't really working. So I had to take a year sabbatical, deal with some family stuff this year coming up. And now it's just like, for me, a lot of change in this past year. Held 6 jobs over in Connecticut in the year of 2018, just bouncing back and forth, and could not really feel a love for what I wanted to do except soccer. Every day I wake up, just be like, wow, I can't believe I'm not playing. See my Instagram, my Snapchat, all my friends are playing, all of them still living life. So for me, this is kind of like a reborn stage for Tyler, per se. And I'm only 22 still, so I'm kind of glad it happened as it did, because I wouldn't change it, because it's taught me a lot of stuff. But definitely this time coming in, it's a new person, you know, like a new start, a new chapter, new head on my shoulders. A lot of maturity gone, doing a lot of maturing over the past couple of years. So hopefully now back in Orlando, people see me in 2016, now they're going to see me in 2018, 2019. And they're going to be like, wow, this kid's changed a lot. Not just from my gameplay, just how I hold myself as a general person and a man off the field.
So, I mean, like you said, you signed for Orlando when you were 17. Mm-hmm. Like, you were still fairly young. And you see it with a lot of players, like, you know, going and spending your entire life throughout soccer, you don't get a lot of, like, life experience.
Exactly.
So this year sabbatical was just kind of getting that for you and making you a
pretty much
more overall person.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Coming to a more generalized human being itself, not just focus on soccer.
Yeah.
Because for me, like, what really happened was when I first signed to Orlando, we had a plan for me to finish high school, start taking classes, online classes for college courses in partnership with MLS. And all fairness to myself and to them, like, I didn't really pursue it, and I take blame for that. But being a young kid, seeing the professional light, like, school was never on my mind at that point.
Yeah.
It should have been, but it wasn't. And I take responsibility for that. So now in that year sabbatical, like you just said, you're becoming a human. I realize I don't have a high school diploma. I didn't graduate college. So life kind of hit me in the face, you know. I got my GED this year. I was, like, taking steps in the right direction. And not even really, I was focused on soccer, but didn't really have an in, because I don't really have an agent right now, or no connections or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris called me, and I was like, well, this is a blessing in disguise. So open a door, and you never know where this could open 3 more doors, and we go from there. So pretty much just like I'm going into it open. Whatever happens, happens, but we know. So yeah, that year sabbatical definitely made me change as a person, but now I'm ready to get back into the game.
And you know, you came into this situation not knowing who your coach was going to be. Now that you see Tom is going to be your coach, you've known him for a few years, you've been around the program, how much do you feel that is going to help you? Just because he knows you as a person. He's never really, like, worked with you as a soccer player, but he just knows you as a person. How much is that going to play?
Yeah, for me, well, Tom's always had a big impact, and especially in my life with Orlando City and the whole organization I've been around for, commentating, broadcasting, all the way to owning United World Soccer when I first met him, to coming to the game in 2014, my rookie year. Like, just everything, Tom has always been there. He's always been a figure, someone to look up to. So I figure now that he's my head coach, he knows my style of play, he knows what I can offer to the table. And him, more than not, has an outside perspective. So he's seen what probably I need to work on more than I do, because I obviously need outside eyes. So I'm just hoping this is a really, like, re-energize my game, and he fine-tunes it, and now I can use it indoor to get in really good shape and get my touch back. And then I already had this conversation with Chris before and a couple other guys, but my end goal and their end goal, the same mutual as me, is to get me back into the league and get back into the MLS. So this is a catapult to that, and then everyone wins, you know?
Yeah, I was talking to Chris the other day at the Fan Fest,
mm-hmm.
and he said, guarantee that Tyler Turner is going to be back in MLS the next year.
And that's the goal. That's exactly where mine's at right there.
Right. But in terms of indoor, right? It's kind of a new step for you, mm-hmm. just like Lou and Luke and yep. Johnny as well. It's a new step for you, you know, and it's something way different from the outdoor game.
Yes.
But you kind of mentioned a little bit, like, you know, getting your touch, right? Yes. That is imperative to playing in the indoor game. How has your transition into the indoor game been so far? I'm assuming you've gotten some practice at XL. Yeah. I was talking to Luke the other day.
Yeah, so back home growing up in Stratford, Connecticut, there's actually a place called Goal, and it's owned by one of my mom's friends, and he's known me since growing up. So they have a... It's bigger than XL, but smaller than the mini football pitches, so it's like right in between. Mm-hmm. But he has one with the boards around, so even when I was younger, I was always playing indoor with the boards. But the thing is, I want to learn the movements and the patterns of indoor. When you go play out there, it's just free play. You just go and try to have a formation and play. Here, people actually have right movements in play. So for me, it's just going to be learning the tactics. And then pretty much everything else is the same for me because it's just football. It just has walls now. So for me, it's like another person you can do a 1-2 with. So it's perfect. So I'm really excited to get into it. And I'm accepting the new challenge of open arms type of thing. So,
Now you're rooming with Gordy Gerson, right?
Correct.
He's one of those guys where he's played a lot of indoor, but he's also played a lot of outdoor, right? He just came off a season in Australia.
Yep.
Have you been kind of talking with him a little bit about his career path and what he's been trying to do? Just because, you know, it's similar to what you're going at right now.
Yeah, so I first met Gordy, I think it was a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And great guy, immediate connection, cool guy, he's American too. I like all the Portuguese guys here. Learn a new language, but it's also nice to have a guy that speaks the same language as you in the same house. So that was cool. But for me and his game, like even when he was here a couple times, we even popped on like 2 or 3 indoors games. He was just watching, talking to me on movements and where to go and this and the other. So I think with him playing that second forward and Chris kind of utilizing me as that second midfielder behind him is really going to make sure we have a good connection so we know we're doing on the same page. So I think him is going to give me real good insight. I really haven't got to pick his brain so much yet because he hasn't been here, but surely I know myself and I already picked Lou's brain before Luke and all that. Like, once Gordy comes, that's another brain I get to pick and gain more knowledge at a young age. So
yeah,
that's exactly what I'll be trying to do.
How fun is it going to be, you know, just having those guys around? You know, you played with Luke for, 3 years?
Yep.
Then Luke for 2 years.
And then Johnny.
Johnny for a
Johnny
year.
Johnny was a year. And then we actually couldn't play together here and, like, building up to this league. So kind of like 2 years. But I knew all the guys for a long time, played against Johnny. But
yeah,
it is exciting to be back with them in the same field for sure. Don't get me wrong, because these are the core guys that made Orlando City feel like a family. I feel like, and this is no bashing no one, soccer is a hard game. CCs, and everyone goes through ups and downs. It's just about riding the ups when you have it and getting through the downs when it happens. But for me to have a good team, you have to have a strong family, a strong knit. And that's what I feel like with these guys back in my 2014 season with the USL with Orlando. That was a family knit team, and our results in the game showed for it. I think we went 22 games without losing one. So, and that was all because we were family, tight knit. I would want to fight for you. You would want to fight for me. You know, if you don't want to run today, I'll run for you. It's like one of those things. So I think this team is definitely has that stronghold for a family connection. I think that's what Chris and now adding the including of Tom to the head coach is only amplifying the family effect here. So I think we're going to be a really good team.
So that hashtag join the family thing that the social media is pushing out, that's
a real thing. It's not just a social media thing. It's a real thing. So,
you know, just about the family, you know, it's something you mentioned, right, with the Orlando City going to 22 games unbeaten. I do want to kind of talk about current Orlando City and what the struggles they're going through. You had James O'Connor as a
teammate
for like a little bit.
Yep.
For like a few months, right?
I think it was our first, it was preseason, so it was definitely 2 months originally. And then during the season, I think we got 3 to 4 months, so right before he took the Louisville job. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was like about half a season we got to play together. Yeah.
So you got to know him a little bit.
Yep.
What's up with this team, man?
It's so hard. Like, from an outside perspective looking in, you could have all these ideas, all these pointers to give him this, that, and the other, but like any coach would tell you, and I'm sure any other fan would tell you, from taking an outside step out and looking into the situation, like no one knows what those players are truly feeling but themselves. Mm-hmm. And for me, and I know a lot of those guys on that team, some new faces, but a lot, they all hold themselves to a high standard just like I do. And I know with these results and the season they had, no one's happy. Everybody's angry, and I understand the fans are angry because obviously we want to win. Mm-hmm. But I know for sure the players are feeling just like that too. So to fix what they had to fix, I think if I knew, I would apply for that job, for the Orlando job. Oh, yeah. I'd apply, but I have a really high confidence in James, and I really hope the best for him and that team. Whatever happens with them, if they leave or if a lot of them stay, I really just hope the best for that whole organization. Because like I said, Orlando is my first team, and we did have that family vibe. In all honesty, I kind of lost it over the past 2 years when I was with Orlando. Kind of that vibe kind of started to dwindle down more and more. But I really hope, because James knows what he's doing, and he's seen the club thrive, and he's been there for the thriving years, that he will get them back on track. And next year will definitely be a wide eye opener for everyone to see, like, wow, this guy knows what he's doing, and he's going to get the team clicking again.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, you know, do you think James can bring that family mentality back?
Yeah, I definitely think he can bring that back. With everything, if he gets to do what he wants to do with the team, I have 100% confidence that he'll get the team where they need to be next year.